Police are still looking for a motive in the shooting spree that killed a popular heavy metal guitarist while he was performing at a club last night in Columbus, Ohio. In all, 5 people, including the gunman, were killed after the shooter apparently jumped on stage and began firing. Police have interviewed more than 250 witnesses. From member station WOSU, Tamara Keith reports.
Jeremy Spencer bought his ticket to the Damage Plan concert more than a month ago. He's a big fan of the 90s-era heavy metal band Pantera. Damage Plan's guitarist Dimebag Darrell Abbott was one of the leaders of Pantera. Spencer says he was near the stage when the shooting happened.
It's a blur, really much. Damage Plan went on, and about 30 seconds into the first song, dude ran up on stage and shot him. Shot him point blank.
The first person shot was 38-year-old Abbott. His brother, Vinnie Paul Abbott, is the band's drummer and was on stage during the attack. The alleged gunman, 25-year-old Nathan Gale, also fired into the audience. Before it was over, 5 people, including Gale, were dead. As Police Sergeant Brent Mull explains, Gale was shot to death by a Columbus police officer.
From what we understand, he did have a hostage. The officer was able to strategically gun this guy down before he was able to kill his hostage. And it appeared that he was about to kill his hostage when the officer basically put an end to it.
Columbus police released little information about the gunman today, except that he was from the central Ohio town of Marysville. Nathan Gale went to a vocational school instead of attending traditional high school classes. He lived across the street from a tattoo parlor and sometimes hung out there and talked about music. According to Marysville police, Gale had a minor criminal record and was arrested last month for driving with a suspended license. Columbus Police Sergeant Mull says unless Gale left a note, they may never know what led to the attack.
As far as the band and connection with this guy, we weren't going to rule out anything, but right now we don't see any connection at all, no motive at this time.
Throughout the day today, fans of the band stopped by the Alrosa Villa nightclub where the shooting occurred. Many left flowers. 31-year-old Jeff Logan brought a bottle of beer.
A lot of people will not understand who Dimebag Darrell was, but he was a great rock and roll guitar player.
Logan doesn't have a tape deck in the truck he drives for his job, so this morning he put a boombox on the passenger seat and blasted Pantera's music. He says that band broke up a few years ago, and like many fans, he's left to speculate about why anyone would shoot Darrell Abbott.
It's just stupid, senseless, ignorant. I'm sure it probably had something to do with lyrics or a hatred for the breakup or something, but in true metal form, they would have gotten back together and played sometime. There's no way around that.
A message posted on a fan website said, "This is the worst day in metal history." Heavy metal fans are known as a rowdy bunch, but not for violence, not like this. And today, fans and families are still wondering just why last night's attack happened. For NPR News, I'm Tamara Keith in Columbus.